everybody, this is Lacey J. Dalton, and I have a new single out, and it is called Scarecrow, and it is so different that I hesitate to put it in any category of any music, but I tell you what, Scarecrow, I've been having the most wonderful experience at shows. I was up in Washington, I played to a Western audience, and got a standing ovation in the middle of the show for this song, Scarecrow, which totally blew my mind because the people had never heard it before. And then I was in a casino and I played it to a very varied audience, young and old, and I got a standing ovation in the middle of the show. And it's happened 5 or 6 times. It's very different. I call it extraterrestrial. You have to have a listen. Go to Spotify and listen to Lacey J. Dalton, Scarecrow.
And I'm just hoping I'll outlast this crazy wasting pain.
You're not going to believe this, folks, but I was actually, everybody thinks I'm from Texas. I don't know why that is, but I was actually born in northeastern Pennsylvania. When I was 21 years old, I ran off from my country music family with a rock and roll guitar player. We went out to the West Coast and formed a psychedelic rock and roll band.
Without you.
I have been so blessed. In this long career of mine, I have worked with some of my greatest heroes. I am just so thrilled. What brought me back to country music, I took a vacation from it and went to folk music and psychedelic rock and roll and played a lot of different kinds of music. What brought me back were the Outlaws. And those Outlaws were the people that I got to play with predominantly for longer periods of time than anyone else. I did play with many, many acts, but for a very long period of time with folks like Willie Nelson and for over a year, and Merle Haggard for over a year, and for Hank Jr. for those big Southern rock and roll audiences for over a year. This was an unusual thing for a woman at that time. I got to play with people like Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash. These were the people with their outlaw country music who brought me back to country music. I was glad to be there.
Is different without you.
The current project, the Scarecrow EP, did come together through the grace of God. My dear friend of 50 years called me up and said, you have to meet this friend of mine, Ira Ember. You have to meet him. He's absolutely great. You know, he produced Bob Dylan and had Bob Dylan's band, and he played with all these famous people, and he still does, and he's just the most wonderful spiritual person we'll ever meet. I want him to come up and hear you and hear your music and see if he'd like to work with you. So she bought him a plane ticket to come see me, and he heard me, and he loved what he heard, and I loved him, and Ira put together the most incredible band. He had some of the A-team from Los Angeles he brought into the studio and really cut all kinds of corners so that we could afford to do the EP, and it was really one of the most blessed and wonderful projects, and I have to thank my friend Barry and her husband Steve Crane for putting me together with these wonderful people. This project never would have happened without them. I hope that people will find themselves in this EP. I know a lot of people have been through the same kinds of life experiences I've been in. My whole career has been, you can make it. I've had songs like Hard Times and I'm a Survivor. And the whole reason that I do music is that I started out very early having some very hard challenges. My husband, my son's father, broke his neck and became a quadriplegic, was totally paralyzed from the neck down. I was about 24 when it happened, and maybe 25. And I found out a week after he had broken his neck that he could never have any more children, and that I was going to have a baby. So I started out that way. And I started out with a lot of challenges earlier than that in my life. And why I wanted to do music was I wanted to say, you can have these challenges. And you don't grow strong spiritual muscles without having these challenges. So if you don't have difficulty, you're never going to grow. If you don't make mistakes, you're never going to grow. You're never going to learn anything by everything going along smoothly and being happy and perfect. Where you're going to learn things are from the hard times. And my message is, yes, you can get through this. Yes, you can survive. You're really... I don't think do it by yourself. You have to kind of believe in what I like to call all that is, or a higher power, or the doorknob, or if I don't care what you call it. But it is all that is, and it will lift you out of the darkness. Hey, I really appreciate this, Lacey J. Dalton. I want to thank you again for checking me out, and please keep listening here for more of my songs in the future. There's more coming.
Without you.